Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Marth, the only podcast providing the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am your host, Andrew, and I'm joined by my co-host, Aaron. Let's start the show by discussing some recent news. Kurt Angle says he will never, ever go back to the WWE, and he will retire in TNA. What do you think about this, Aaron?
Well, you know, we were talking earlier, and like you said, never say never. You know, he may end up back there, but I really think that Kurt wants to stay in TNA. He, you know, we all know that TNA is the second promotion and that WWE is where you want to go someday. But some people like being in that second promotion and building it up to be a viable competitor to that promotion.
Mm-hmm. That's true. So Honky Tonk Man, he said that Hogan will leave TNA for WWE in a heartbeat and he is currently on his way out. You think this is true?
No, I don't. I really, really don't. I think that Honky Tonk Man, apparently there's been some issues between him and Hogan where Honky Tonk Man was going to work a show for Hogan and then Hogan, for whatever reason, pulled him out of it. I didn't read the specifics behind it because it, you know, to me doesn't seem like that big of a deal. But the news that Honky Tonk is making about Hogan, I think, is a big deal. You know, he is saying right now to TNA that that your main guy, the person that came there to help save your company or make it better, take it to that next step, he's going to leave you. You know, think about what that is going to do to the morale there. And, you know, and the worst part of all is the fact that he said it, and it probably isn't true, but the fact that it's out there makes you second guess it. It'd be just like, let's say somebody said to your wife or girlfriend that you cheated on her, and you didn't, okay? But they said that. Even though you can be like, look, hon, I wasn't there, you know, or whatever. The fact that it's out there now, they're going to sit there and think about it.
That is
so
true.
That's the problem. That is the problem. Because Honky Tonk Man said that, because it's out there, people are going to think about it.
You know, he never shot it down, too, because most of the time when stuff like this happens, they shoot it down right away. This has not been shot down, at least as of taping right now.
I don't think that it's going to happen. I'm not saying never say never. You know, I'm not saying that it'll never happen. I don't see Hogan actually leaving, though. I see him wanting to stay. I really do. That's just, you know, that's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. True. So Sting has now said that he has never negotiated with the WWE.
Well, not that he has never negotiated with them, but this past, you know, go around where people were suspecting it was going to be Sting coming in to WWE, he said that they never contacted him, that there were never feelers put out there. And that WWE, they contacted him well beforehand, like back in 2002 when they wanted to bring him in originally, but not recently.
Kind of sad. I'd love to see him at the Hall of Fame, though. Completely.
I would. But that the Hall of Fame, which we will talk about some other time. We've done a weekly topic on it already, and we'll probably do another one. We'll talk about that more in detail in a few.
All right. Let's move on to Disaster Movie. I mean, Victory Road. So Hernandez beats Morgan by spraying blood on him after a fan ran into the ring.
So the fan, and you know, we haven't got the correct reports on it yet, but there are many reports we've seen saying that that fan was a plant and that was supposed to happen, that it wasn't a that it was scripted. You know, it wasn't a run-of-the-mill fan running into the ring, which then the ref, of course, turned and Hernandez put blood on Morgan. Mm-hmm. So he won the first blood match.
So basically that had to have been planned, but that was a stupid plan. You can't just have, because now you're like another fan will think it's okay to run in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do that. You cannot do that. But one thing you can do is put on a great Ultimate X match, which I thought was really good. I think, was this the first time they actually used because didn't he use a ladder just to get the belt, which is weird because I thought they always would go for the, you know, but you know, get on the rope and get the belt.
You know, well, I mean, you know, the Ultimate X match, I mean, it's one of those matches that I really like. It's something that TNA did that really innovated different types of matches. I mean, you know, realistically, it was, you had the ladder match, you know, you had tables matches, you had the Hell in a Cell, which was basically just a giant cage match. And then after that, the biggest one that I can think of is probably Ultimate X, or not Ultimate X, but Elimination Chamber. And after that, all you really had was the Ultimate X match. And now there's really been nothing that I've seen. So I'm glad that you get to see these matches every now and then. And I really enjoyed watching what happened during that match. It's something I would recommend to check out. It was one of the matches of the night, in my opinion.
Definitely. I was very happy with the outcome of the match. I thought it was great. Just overall, just a great, great match. Definitely worth the, I don't know if it was worth the money for the pay-per-view, but it was pretty good. But so Beer Money retains the title, and Shannon Moore throws a fit. Ink, are they in trouble?
Maybe. You know what? Well, I guess we'll see, won't we? It's interesting because they've been playing heels, house shows, and Shannon Moore has been acting heelish on Impact. You know, just like a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with this, because I can almost guarantee that Jesse Neal is going to turn heel with Shannon Moore. I don't, you know, right now he's playing the face. Mm-hmm. I could see him turning heel, though.
Definitely. Yeah, and I like what they're doing with that. It's a completely different storyline altogether. And I like the fact that they're, you know, they basically can go in and out of feuds whenever they want with that, how it's set up. So anyways, AJ beats Matt Hardy, which I was very surprised. And I was surprised that Matt actually put on a good match. And
I wasn't surprised by that. Matt's an amazing wrestler.
He is, but I thought that for some reason him and AJ, a lot of the styles would clash, if you want to say that. That's what I was thinking, because I didn't think it was going to be a good match. I mean, overall, it was a great match. I thought the finish happened a little too soon, but, you know, that's fine.
Well, you know, the one thing is, though, they have been wrestling at house shows also. And in my opinion, this probably was the match of the night. For technical wrestling, it was probably the match of the night.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. So RVD beats Anderson. Oh, no, he doesn't beat him, but they end in a double count out. And I didn't understand this either, because they're both outside the ring. Why would you end it that way?
Mm-hmm.
It just, I was more frustrated by it, because I thought that, you know, I thought RVD was going to win. And then they're both outside the ring, double count out. I thought they stopped doing this crap.
Well, I thought Anderson was going to win because, you know, I would have told you beforehand that Sting was going to retain. And so Anderson versus Sting would have a bigger dynamic, I would think. But, and you can still have RVD go for the belt, which I think would be a great idea. The one thing is, though, they have done this so many times. I'm okay with ending a match in a double countout, have a no contest, whatever it is. This match, though, is for the number one contendership. Mm-hmm. This was so freaking stupid. It really, really was. And this, to me, was the beginning of the end for Victory Road. I honestly think that AJ versus Matt Hardy should have been the main event, in my opinion.
Oh, because yes.
This match went straight down. And then the next match, which we saw Sting beat Jeff Hardy in 90 seconds. 90 seconds.
And it wasn't even a match.
No, it wasn't.
I just went back and rewatched it because I'm not going to lie. I literally left and I figured, okay, what's the worst going to happen in 5 minutes? Apparently, they started recapping the pay-per-view is what happened. And so I was a little disappointed about this. And then you're the one who told me about it. I was like, bull crap. Watched it again. That's what happened. I'm just so frustrated about it, because what did Jeff do to cause himself to completely be out of it? And just, I mean, he could have retained. You never know. He could have retained that night. Or he would have been the new champion. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, Sting might not have retained.
And here's something that's interesting that I read some reports, some backstage news at Victory Road, said that Jeff Hardy, before the match, they couldn't find him. And that they found him in a bathroom, passed out. And if you watch the beginning of the match, he's just basically... kind of, he's being held up like by every fiber of his being. Mm-hmm. It is so hard for him to stand there. And that match, which wasn't a match, which was a really, really bad match. Honestly, Jeff may, I don't want to say cause the downfall of TNA, but this is going to really, really hurt fans' perception of TNA.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Now, and it's something that I think that, you know, I don't want to go too in depth into Jeff because I think that's our weekly topic. It really is, because we are going to probably spend 10-15 minutes talking about it.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So let's just move on to Raw. The Raw opens with The Rock insulting a kid that looks, is dressed like John Cena. Doesn't look like him. Apparently, by the way, that kid's some YouTube sensation. I never heard of him. But so he insults him, which I thought was kind of stupid. I don't know how to explain it. I mean, I started laughing, and then I was like, this is boring. Why can't they be face-to-face? I mean, that's the thing. My thing is, have them face-to-face.
I think it does take away from the feud by having them only phone it in and having these taped promos, because they could have taped that promo 4 weeks ago.
They probably did.
Yeah. And it kind of hurts a little bit, in my opinion. Cena will respond next week to Rock. The following week, if Rock is not there, then this feud is going to be – it's going to be nipped in the butt. You know, it really will. It's going to be kind of dead in the water, in my opinion.
Like Daniel Bryan keeping the United States championship belt?
Yeah, dead in the water. So Sheamus is your new United States heavyweight champion. What do you think about this?
I hate it. Why did they do that? That makes no sense to me whatsoever when they did that. I just don't understand. I mean, I guess my thinking is, okay, you're not doing anything with the United States belt, so you have Daniel Bryan. That's fine. So he's a champion. Why put on Sheamus? Are they trying to, I don't know, like rebrand the United States championship? That's fine if they do that. But I didn't like the fact that, you know, you could tell that he was going to lose. He started doing all the card kicks to him. He goes up top and he does the bra kick or whatever it's called.
The bro kick, yeah.
And I thought that was a weak way of – he should have done the razor's edge to him is what he should have done.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, he didn't. So I mean, overall, the match is good. They worked really good together, and I hope they have a WrestleMania match. I really do. I don't know.
The only thing I would say is have Sheamus win it at WrestleMania. You know, you don't need to have him win it at Raw and then have them wrestle at WrestleMania, because people aren't going to think that Bryan's going to get the title back. They'll think that Sheamus will just retain it. So why not just have Sheamus win it at WrestleMania? In my opinion, this is actually really bad booking. What you should have done is you should have had Daniel Bryan win the title on shaky grounds. Like Sheamus got to the five count, but he didn't stop. And so the ref calls for the bell. You know, that way Daniel Bryan and their feud, it would have been heightened. You would have been like, oh, you know what, though? Daniel Bryan, he's pissed off now, and mm-hmm. Sheamus is pissed off. Sheamus isn't going to quit. He said, you know what? No, I'm not going to quit because I got disqualified. I will quit when you make me submit. That's when I will quit. And guess what? Then you're talking a huge feud.
Yeah, then you're talking snap or tap. Big
you're time. Talking you're talking a two-month-long feud there. Two extra months, I should say. Two pay-per-views worth.
Which is,
but instead, they kind of phoned it in.
Exactly. You know what? That's two months longer than Grandmaster Sexay's return in the WWE. By the way, I didn't realize that was him when he came out.
I knew right away. Turn it up, you know?
Well, I was like, oh, okay, is this really him? And he looked like crap. He came out and did the dance moves, which I thought was really funny. Because I was like, all right, there we go. We got two cool Grandmaster Sexay. And then he comes out and makes fun of his dad.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I thought that was stupid.
Do you like these segments?
No, it was over the top. I thought it was over the line. I know that they do it for dramatic reasons and crap, but I think that's over the line. I mean, I understand, because weren't they estranged for so long or some crap like that?
They were, yeah. Okay. They had some sort of like real feud.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I kind of feel like this is a little too much. It's like watching Shane wrestle Vince.
Yeah.
I don't like seeing that, you know, because I don't know. Maybe we have better relationships with our father than, you know, maybe what some people do. And so maybe they like seeing this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I just think it's too much. Why have that, you know? I mean,
because Grandmaster Sexton needed that 10 grand really, really bad. So they negotiate down to 5 and he's like, all right, I'll do it for 5. And they're like, but you got to find your own way here. He can't sleep in a hotel. He only ends up making like 10 bucks when it's all said and done because he has to spend about 2 grand on crack.
Now, speaking of poor booking decisions, you know, Snooki is slated to wrestle at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
And your thoughts?
I actually have more thoughts than you think on this. I think this is the way of bringing the situation in. I think that the situation is going to be coming in. His name's Mike something. But yeah, he's going to come in and also be at WrestleMania as well. I think it's just a way to get him in. You know, because
so that way he can try and roast somebody and so fail miserably.
I have not seen it. Don't say anything, dude. But I heard that he was horrible. Horrible with that. But I just think he's going to make an appearance. I don't know why. I just got this weird feeling that he'll end up coming in, doing a run-in or something like that. And he'll come in and be like, we got a situation here. So screw Snooki. By the way, she is one ugly woman. And she parties. That's what she has going for. Nothing else.
Yeah, you know why she's famous, right? Is because that she has a loud mouth.
Mm-hmm.
She goes out to clubs. And she looks like a troll. I guess
Snooki wants smush.
No, normal person should ever look like that. I'm sorry, they shouldn't. There are people that you should never look like. Snooki is one of them. Rob Terry's chest is another one. I'm sorry, that thing just looks wrong. And Scott Steiner's biceps. All right, those things look awful.
Or his chest.
All right, you know what? Yeah, you know. Let's just
look. Scott Steiner,
Rob Terry, and Snooki. Things you don't want to look like.
Snooki wants mush mush. So Orton, and I think we call this, he eliminates the last of the Nexus and punts the last guy. I have no idea what they're doing with this. Do you have any clue?
They're trying to build up this thing. They didn't give him a whole lot of time this week. You know, they've been giving that like the, you know, Raws like have been dedicated to Orton versus the Nexus. And this one was 5 minutes, maybe, of Orton versus the Nexus. It was really short. So I don't know what they're going to do, because as it is right now, it's CM Punk versus Orton at WrestleMania, and it's going to be everyone from Nexus is barred from ringside. I don't know what they're going to do. Honestly, I'm kind of indifferent about it. I'm going
to
wait to see what
happens. There has to be a big payoff. You cannot keep doing this over and over again and have no payoff. There has to be something huge that we're not looking at. It always happens this way where we're not looking what they should be doing. We're looking at what the heck are they doing. And I think that's a problem we have right now. It's like,
I think someone's going to come back, in my opinion. I think that somebody will join the Nexus to be in CM Punk's corner.
I know who. My boy Sugar Shane and the Hurricane, but don't call me Gregory. He'll come back and be like, what up? I'm going to party with Chris Jericho. But he's on Dancing with the Stars now, so I can't. Boo. Anyway, so the Miz Rock comes out and attacks Cena. I saw this coming a mile away. I was bored with it.
I actually thought it was the Rock for a second. I was like, holy crap, is that the Rock?
And
then I was like, wait, there's no tattoo, and yeah, he's pretty tiny.
And he had a shirt on too, and you could see that there's no tat. Because when first came out, I was like, that's not the Rock, because I looked at the head. And I was like, because his dome was a little bit more shinier than that.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say they did a good job, because from a distance, dude, you're like, that is the Rock. And then they zoom in and you're like, that is the Miz. That is awesome. I'm glad he pulled that off. Only he could pull that off.
And I think something that we should do right now for anyone that actually listens to the show and you DVR any of these programs now, because it's WrestleMania season, and you probably added 10 minutes to the end of Raw, should add 15.
Add 20.
15 is your minimum you need to add.
Yeah, because the thing is, mine stopped at the 15-minute mark. And guess what? I missed like the last 30 seconds of Raw. So make sure you keep it going for a while and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, and plus, these Raws are getting better, which I was very happy about. And also SmackDown, too. They've been getting really good. We had Sheamus. Why did he fight Kofi? I don't get that. And he beat him?
Raw versus SmackDown type deal.
Are they going to unify the titles? I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, what was the point of that?
You know, who knows what they're going to do. But, you know, Sheamus defeated Kofi. And, you know, it's just, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I like this because it's WrestleMania and you don't need to have this type of match going into it. You have this for bragging rights. You know, you have Sheamus beat Kofi then. You don't have him beat it for WrestleMania. Especially if you're going to have Kofi, or I'm sorry, if you're going to have Sheamus take on Daniel Bryan, why bother having Sheamus take on Kofi?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Because Kofi and Daniel Bryan, I think, are pretty much the same wrestler, with Daniel Bryan having more experience and a little bit more talent. But the fans love Kofi. So Ted DiBiase has a losing streak that is going to continue and continue. When are they going to end it? That's all I want to know.
I don't know if they're making him pay his dues or if he really upset somebody backstage, but he has not won anything in a long time. He was losing to Percy Watson in dark matches. I know how many, I know he's your boy. In fact, actually, something I should bring up now is that we read some reports that Percy actually beat Drew McIntyre in a dark match at SmackDown. So Percy probably will be coming to SmackDown soon. So that'll give you a reason to watch it again.
Oh, dude, we'll have to cover Superstars now. WGN, because he's probably going to appear there first. So we're going to talk about Superstars or even Bottom Line. You never know. So Christian, he beats Al Del Rio in a cage match, which I was not expecting they were going to have a cage match at SmackDown this week.
Especially when they advertise a completely different match.
What do they advertise?
They advertise, if I'm correct, I believe it was Edge and Christian taking on Al Del Rio and right. Brodus Clay.
Yeah, you're right. Because I think that's how they ended SmackDown last week. So they
they advertised it was going to happen again, you know, and it's like, oh, no, I'm sorry. I misspoke. It was Edge and Christian taking on the core for the tag titles is what the match was supposed to be. And so apparently they decided, oh, screw that. You know, we're not going to go with continuity. You know, we're just going to keep going. And we're just going to have Christian take on Alberto Del Rio. Are you surprised that he won?
I can't believe that Alvaro Del Rio lost. You can't. I mean, he's been winning and winning and winning. Then all of a sudden you throw a curveball where he loses this week. Unless they're going to have him lose out and then have him win at WrestleMania, which is, you know, probably what they're going to do now, because that's the dumb thing to do. But
What do you think, though? I mean, because I've read a lot of reports online where people are saying this is horrible booking. Why would you have this guy lose after he's, you know, you're trying to build him up and you have him lose? And what I would like to say to that before I give it over to you, I'm actually happy. Because this doesn't make – you know, it surprises you as a fan. If you are a mark and you're sitting there watching this, you're like, Alberto Del Rio is going to win. And then you see him lose, you're like, holy crap. I did not see that coming. That's when wrestling is exciting. That's when you're surprised and you make it – you're like, wow, I need to see what's going to happen next week now.
And you know what I'm excited about right now? I'm excited that the fact that SmackDown actually ends, and it ends 9 p.m. Central Standard Time for me. That's what I'm happy about. It ends, and they actually have a preview afterwards for one of the sci-fi shows on the DVR. So that's what I'm excited about, the fact they did, unlike Raw. But, you know, I'm really excited about right now is NewsGator. They're one of our new sponsors. Are you a blogger or podcaster not happy with your web host? We weren't, so we switched to HostGator.com, where you'll find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space and bandwidth, and it has one-click script installs with free site builder and an easy control panel. And by the way, real quick, the cPanel that they give you is awesome. There's so many things you can do. You find out everything that's going on with your web hosting, and if you have multiple domains on there like I do. So stop by today and try a free demo and see how easy it is. And make sure you use the code OFFTHEMARK, and you'll save 25% off your hosting package. That's right, 25% off your hosting package if you use the coupon code OFFTHEMARK. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs. Let's go on to TNA. Great show, by the way, for TNA. It opens up with Sting showing off the brand new TNA. The brand new TNA title. I was actually surprised on this because it's not. It kind of looks like the old one, but it's more. I guess I want to say cartoony, if that makes sense.
I actually really like the old one. It was, you know, had the gold and the silver. It was simple yet complex. kind of like the big gold belt where it's just a gold belt. And so it's very simple. But when you look at the intricacy of the design, it's very complex. And that's what I liked about the old title. But I understand they want to have something new. I just don't like – I mean, it has in big, bold letters, TNA.
Yeah. It
reminds me of the UFC title. The UFC title is stupid. It just says big letters, UFC. Okay, cool.
Yeah, no nameplate, no, like, what class you're in or anything.
It's kind of stupid.
Yep.
And that's kind of the way I feel about this. It's kind of stupid. So I'm not a big fan of it. Mm-hmm. However, though, it's a lot better than the Divas title they were using for the World Heavyweight Championship. So I'm happy about that.
That is true. I almost wish that they would talk to someone about making these tiles because they could have made this tile so much better. Mm-hmm. And I think in the way they destroyed it, I do like the fact they gave Jeff Hardy his own title, kind of like what they did with Stone Cold back in the day. But, you know, it's nice to see that there's a new title. I just don't like the fact that you should have a nameplate on there. That's the big thing. And it should say
I like having a nameplate too.
And it should say heavyweight champion, which I didn't see. Well, it was hard to see at some points, but I didn't see it at all. And that kind of upset me a little bit, but whatever. So TNA is continuing the whole Kurt Angle, Karen Angle, and Jeff Jarrett Angle. Yeah, don't care for it. I'm sick of it already. You can only beat the dead horse for so long. I mean, they tried to do it with the whole, you know, Hardy, Lita, Edge thing. And the only thing that came out was that Edge was a superstar. That's about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I honestly think that this is stupid. Just really, really stupid. It really, I mean, you could put Kurt Angle in a lot of other, you know, things in TNA. You really could. Have him and Samoa Joe have another feud. I mean, at least they were good wrestlers. You know, have them wrestle again, or become the greatest tag team ever or something.
There you go. So anyway, so Gunnar, Murphy, and Rob Terry battle for the TV title in what was a pretty decent match, actually.
So for those of you listening who don't know who we're talking about, Gunnar and Murphy are two nobodies. That apparently, you know, they were in Jeff Jarrett's little stable. They were like the security guys and turned wrestlers. And then Rob Terry is just – he's really weird looking. And, I mean, his chest is way too big. And on top of that, you don't use that muscle at all, you know. You use your back muscle, you use your biceps. I understand that. You don't use your chest, though. It looks weird. Anyway, but Gunnar and Murphy are nobodies, and now one of them holds the title. And to be honest, I don't even remember which one it was that won it. One of them won the title. I don't remember which one, if it was Gunnar or Murphy, because they are interchangeable people. They should be a tag team, and they should lose every match. That's what it should be. They should be like the Brooklyn Brawler, okay, of tag teams. That's what they should be, in my opinion.
Yeah. So anyway, so they have another number one contenders match and in a no contest. Why don't they just get this three-way match over with? Because that's all they're doing. It's gearing up for a three-way.
You know what you could do instead? This is a noble concept. Have RVD win on Sunday, okay? Mm-hmm. And then this match, have Ken Anderson come out and be like, no, I want a rematch. And have Anderson win, but have him win in a like kind of sneaky way. And then when Anderson wins and he says, no, now I'm the new number one contender, you lost, RVD could be like, no, you cheated. Fine, we're going to have a third one then. And then you come out and say, all right, fine, you know what, we're going to just do a three-way. That's what you can do. RVD can lose. Why are you sitting there and saying, you know what, nah, we're not going to have him lose. Now we're going to.
Why don't they have like a best of seven when Benoit and Booker T did it? That's what they're gearing up for, and I think they've already plagiarized that once before in TNA. Why don't they just do it again?
They did it, actually, with Motor City Machine Guns and Beer Money.
There you go. So why don't they just do it again? They've done it once. Why don't they just do it twice as well?
Well, and you know, the thing is, too, you know, and actually, I don't even know if this was the number one contenders match. I assume that it was. I don't even know for a fact. This is actually really bad reporting on our part because it had AJ Styles, it had RVD, Brother Ray, and Mr. Anderson, and it was just really stupid, you know?
But in our defense, the first 20 minutes was the best part of the show. That should have been the last 20 minutes, and I would have watched the rest of it. But after that, it's like, man, we're going downhill from here.
You know, and that's the thing. Like, after I don't even know if they said that it was. I'm just making an assumption here, which, like I said, is really bad reporting. So I do apologize if this is your first time listening to us. We normally are better about this.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Anyway, let's move on.
We have our weekly topic if you're the first time listener. This is the segment where we decide to talk about something interesting that happened either in this week in WWE or TNA or just wrestling in general. But we have to talk about Jeff Hardy brand. What the heck is going on with you, Jeff Hardy? So Aaron reported this earlier to me. Why don't you go ahead and say what happened? You said, hey, did you hear?
On Sunday about what happened?
Oh, no, Monday. No, it was Monday. You called me. You're like, hey, did you hear what happened? I'm like, what? And you're like, Jeff Hardy was hammered. I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah, like when he came to the ring completely just blitzed out of his mind. I don't know if he was doing drugs, if he was just wasted or what. But needless to say, something was going on there. And it hurt the match, obviously. It hurt the brand of TNA and of Jeff Hardy. And on top of it, too, he was sent home. He would have been sent home, but they advertised and they felt they owed it to the fans to have the match, even if it was that short. But he was sent home. And he has been pulled now from all upcoming events. He is no longer going to be appearing at any house shows for the next month, if I'm correct. And TNA has taped 3 weeks in a row. And so he's not at either any three of those tapings.
Which is actually kind of a big deal. I mean, what did Jeff do? That's the thing. Like, is you know it's not a storyline because they would have talked more about it. And they kind of were like, okay, this happened. All right, well, let's talk about something else. And I think the fact, in a way, I don't think Sting was going to win. I think Jeff Hardy was supposed to go back over, and that was it. But I think also Sting's a little upset, too, because he's like, I come back to this. I went away from this. I'm not back.
You know, the thing is, they were saying that he was being professional backstage, saying, you know what, you know, I will wrestle, but it's got to be a short match. I don't want to, you know, I could hurt myself. I mean, when you're wrestling that, you can hurt yourself really bad. In the ring. Sting doesn't want to end his career that way.
But why would he do it? That's the thing. Why would you get hammered or get stoned? I mean, I know, I'm going to, you know, in some guys' defense, there's some guys who smoke a little pot before they have some matches. I'm not saying that's good, but there's quite a few that do that. That's fine. But there's not many guys who go out there and get smashed. Like, you know, like Stone Cold does it, but it's more of a, like a, hey, there's Stone Cold. He did something.
That's his gimmick, you know? Yeah, I mean,
I'm wondering if he just took like Somo or whatever he took something that was not good. And actually upsets me because I'm a fan of his and I'm a fan of Matt, and it's like it's hurting Matt now as well.
Well, on top of it, you got to think of it this way. You know that you're going to have a pay-per-view match, which is a big, big deal. And you are going out of your way to ruin it for the fans and for everyone else.
Yes. And like, you know, like look what happened to you, you know, the week, you know, when you went to one of the house shows, you were able to get in the ring and stood next to him. I mean, that's a big deal. I mean, now when I go see a TNA house show, I expect to have the Hardy Boys in there and to get my picture taken with them as well.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, no, I really think that Jeff Hardy has some demons right now that he's battling. And he needs to take some time for himself. If anything else, take time away from TNA. Just be like, look, you know what? I messed up big, and you guys are probably looking to let me go. I need some time to deal with my demons, you know, go through whatever his depression or whatever it is he needs to go through. Get that straightened out, and then come back to wrestling. Whether it's WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, wherever he wants to go, I don't care. But then come back to wrestling, because when he came back to WWE after he got rid of, you know, his demons, so to speak, he was on top of the world. He was doing an amazing job. His matches were good. He was having good feuds. He was doing pretty well on the mic. And actually in TNA, I thought that his mic skills have really improved, in my opinion. Disagree with me if you want to, but I think that his mic skills have improved. So I hope that this isn't the last we're going to see of him. I want to see more. And I really don't want something bad to happen to him. You know, like he goes into a coma or, you know, he's found somewhere, dead.
I'm just wondering, okay, so he has this court case that's probably going to get continued again for, you know, two plus years.
It was continued, by the way.
All right, so it's continued. I would use this against him. I would actually, if I wanted to have him plea or whatever, and I want him to go to jail, I'd use this against him. Be like, listen, what he was doing. He could have hurt Sting dramatically if he, you know, because he wasn't in his state of mind. So,
yeah.
Anything you want to add with Jeff Hardy?
He is a tremendous talent.
Yes.
And I think that Matt Hardy is a tremendous talent too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that what Jeff is doing is hurting Matt also.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Because Matt, you know, by association, you know, Jeff is the reason Matt came to TNA. He is the sole reason that Matt came there. And Jeff is also the sole reason that he was able to get Matt into TNA. Mm-hmm. Matt probably would have gone, you know, he probably would have been there anyway, but Jeff definitely pulled strings to get him in there ASAP. He would not have been in there as soon as he was if it wasn't. Matt wouldn't have been there as soon as he was if it wasn't for Jeff.
Yeah, and, you know, like, in all seriousness, if they're listening, you know, I'm not trying to bash them or anything. We're not, at least. We just want them to be, you know, Matt's, you know, turned his stuff around. He's a great performer. He's at Matt Hardy Brand. And Jeff, if you want to send him a message, he's at Jeff Hardy Brand. We're not knocking him or anything. They're a talent. And, yeah, I know they need to take time off here and there. I hope that with these next 3 weeks that he gets centered and gets back to where he was, because he's not wrestling that much now. So you can't say it's like, oh, I'm on the road so much. No, you're not. You're on the show basically the day before the show and then the day after the show. And the day before you fly and then you fly back, the day after. So,
And on top of that, too, he may not wrestle every night. You know, he'll wrestle at house shows, of course. Right. But, you know, when he's wrestling, like, you know, if they tape 3 weeks in a row, he may wrestle one as a singles, one as a tag team, which is half wrestling, and then he may not wrestle one night.
Right.
He may only do Mike's mic work. And, you know, the thing is, I really do want to point out is that Matt Hardy, in my opinion, has grown a lot in TNA, and Matt Hardy could be bumped up to the main event spot.
Definitely.
And be going for the World Heavyweight title. Something like this, though, you got to be thinking that guilt by association.
Yeah. Is Matt going to do the same thing? But see, Matt, but in Matt's defense, though, he's never had like a drug issue when Jeff has. So,
no, but you never know.
Because he said his drug is the ring, is wrestling. So, you know, but I just feel bad. I hope he comes back stronger and better than anything. Or it could just be all ruse. Maybe he's going to show up and be CM Punk's part of the Nexus. You never know.
This is Vince McMahon's big plan.
Vince McMahon's
putting the cancer into TNA.
Yep.
And the cancer is Jeff Hardy.
Yep, exactly. And real quick before we sign off, I just want to say I've been watching the WrestleMania DVD so far. It is really good. If you have Netflix, it's on there, and that's how I've been watching it. Definitely something to check out, though. Definitely. If not, go spend the $20. I mean, I actually am half tempted just to go buy actually the Blu-ray when I don't have a Blu-ray player for the $25 for it. Just because. So anyway, so that's all the time we got for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at OffTheMark86. I am AHughes86. He is AP Hughes. I want to thank Section 86 and 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank my co-hosts for coming on each and every week. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we're tagging out.